Lines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Seb and Lauren with your 11am Z Lines. In local news, controversy over a private Redland Bay College's ground expansion has been re-sparked as residents have photographed multiple koalas in trees billed for the expansion. Ormiston College's expansion involves clearing over 650 trees, with many being mature eucalyptus trees in a recognized koala priority area. The development was originally controversial, as its application was lodged with a ministerial infrastructure designation, bypassing Redland City Council planning processes. Ormiston's headmaster, Michael Hornby, defended the expansion, stating that the school has worked extensively with an independent ecologist and will be reinstating an equivalent footprint through habitat restoration. Koala Action Group President Debbie Poynting disputed Mr. Hornsby's claim of the development being an equivalent exchange, explaining that the existing mature trees on the site provide substantially more than new plants that will be no use to koalas for at least 10 to 15 years, which will be too late.
In Queensland's Productivity Commission, they've estimated a 9% fall in productivity in the construction industry since 2018 may have caused Queensland more than 70,000 homes. An interim report released on Thursday states that there is no evidence the productivity decline has been accompanied by improvements in other outcomes like safety, and blamed government practices for creating unnecessary inefficiencies. The report emphasised the sector's, quote, stagnant productivity growth by making comparisons to productivity increases in the market economy, stating that since the mid-90s, productivity in the construction industry only increased by 5%, whereas the market economy has grown by 65%. The government has taken the agency with investigating the construction industry and finding ways to improve it.
In national news, ASIO Director General Mike Burgess has revealed foreign spies are targeting defence employees involved in the AUKUS submarine deal. Mr. Burgess said public servants and private contractors with access to national security information were weakening defence by referencing security clearance or high security projects in posts on professional networking sites. Delivering the Hawke Lecture at the University of South Australia, Mike Burgess stated that intelligence operatives had disrupted 24 major foreign interference operations within the past 3 years. In addition, he placed the cost of espionage activities against Australia at $12.5 billion per year, including nearly $2 billion in the theft of trade secrets and intellectual property of Australian businesses in the last financial year.
The Productivity Commission has proposed a company tax cut rate of 20% for all small and medium businesses in hopes to boost investment and revitalise Australia's flagging productivity. This proposed plan would provide the largest cut to company income tax in over 40 years, resulting in the country's historically high rates becoming one of the lowest in the world. This proposal came from the interim report released by the PC on Thursday night as part of commissioned inquiries into how to create a more resilient and dynamic economy. The PC Deputy Chair Alex Robson labelled the proposal as ambitious but sensible, but there is yet to be further comments on the matter from key political figures. The inquiry's final reports are due at the end of this year, where the PC encourages for this proposal to be taken seriously.
In international news, a Russian attack on Kyiv overnight has killed 13 people and wounded 132, according to Ukrainian authorities. During the attack, a significant segment of a 9-story building collapsed, with rescue teams having to search for people trapped under the rubble. The Ukrainian Air Force has claimed that Russia fired 309 drones and 8 missiles overnight, with air defense systems intercepting the vast majority of the barrage. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky commented on the attacks, stating that they are why peace without strength is impossible.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers from late this morning and light winds throughout the day. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 20 and a minimum of 12. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 11am. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Friday Neon, Kinky K.